In our studio is Dave Krupa. I think I'm meeting Dave for the first time in person. He has been on our show before, though. Dave, welcome to WGN. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad to be here.
You are a student at DePaul, correct?
Yes, a sophomore.
Sophomore who ran for, what was it, city council, correct?
Right.
Just once or multiple times?
Oh, just once.
And you did that in the last election?
Yes, this past municipal election.
You're in the news again, and I've been following your story. And I've always been fascinated by it, and I'm a champion of yours, not because you seem like a nice guy, you do, but because I like what you represent. You live in whose ward?
I live in Mike Madigan's and Marty Quinn's ward.
Heard of them. Two of the most powerful, most certainly going to get reelected members of the city council, right?
Right.
Why did you do, where are you from?
I'm from the south side of Chicago by Midway Airport.
So this is your district then, right?
Right.
And so you live around there. You're going to DePaul. Why did you decide to run for office?
Well, I just saw a lot going on in politics that I didn't like, a lot that I thought, you know, the corruption was taking a toll on not just, you know, my neighborhood, my city, but also the state.
How would it be taking a toll on your neighborhood, though? If you've got Madigan or Quinn, your roads are getting plowed. Your garbage is getting picked up, right?
Well, only if you like them and only if you agree with them, you know. Richard J. Daley once said, don't worry if they're Democrat or Republican, give them city services, they'll become a Democrat. Mike Madigan thinks, if you don't like me, you're not getting anything, and that's the wrong way to govern.
I just don't like the amount of authority or power that some of these people in Springfield or in the Chicago City Council, maybe the county board too, but particularly those two bodies, seem to have accrued over the years. I don't know if term limits is the solution to it. I don't know how we get the corruption out of some of these people, and even when they're honest, I just don't know how we sort of remove some of the authority that some people have. So Madigan so wanted to make sure that he secured his position. You went out and got petitions, right, when you ran last time?
Right.
How many signatures did you get on your petition?
I believe I got 1,729 signatures.
How many do you need to be officially on the ballot?
473.
You need 473. You got how many?
1,729.
What did they do after you got 1,729 signatures to be on the ballot?
Well, they went to about 2,800 people and got them to sign revocation affidavits trying to revoke their signature for my petition.
They went door to door and said, did you sign a petition for this Krupa guy? And they said, yeah. And they said, okay, would you take your name? Would you revoke your signing his ballot petition? And they said, yeah. So then they were subtracting from all of the ones that you built up along the way. You got 1,700 or so signatures.
Right.
How many people did they get to revoke their signature?
Well, they got 2,800 people to sign the document, but only about 187 of those people had actually signed my petition to begin with.
This is how they do it in Chicago. So while you have 1,700 names there, they found 2,800 people that said, yeah, I've changed my mind. In other words, 1,000 people or so are saying, at least take my name off the signature that wasn't even on there to begin with.
Right. And so what it really comes down to is, one, they were trying to fraud the system. And that's why I have a federal lawsuit out against them. And the other thing is, people really didn't know what they were signing. And if they did, they were pressured into doing it.
Right. Which is the way the Tribune and ProPublica covered the story as well. So were you running against Madigan or Quinn?
Well, I technically ran against Quinn, but Quinn is kind of like a puppet for Madigan. So, you know, in
Madigan's
effect,
people were going door to door.
Right.
I don't even know what your position on issues are. Like, tell me, if you were on the city council, what would you do?
Well, I think infrastructure is a big thing. I think we need to start tackling the property taxes as well. I mean, those are going up and up and up. And it's really because of the property tax appeal scheme that's going on. Politicians have law firms that appeal them. And, you know, it's like money laundering tax dollars. I would have taken that, you know, as an issue the first day.
Yeah. What's the latest with you then? What's going on with your campaign?
Well, I decided that I was going to run for Republican ward committeeman in the 13th ward because, you know, I noticed that Madigan controls a lot of people in both parties. And one of them happened to be the previous, or so I've been told, the previous 13th ward Republican committeeman. And I don't think that it's right that he controls the opposition as well, because then who's to hold him accountable?
Another scam that they do sometimes is they'll run people who have ethnic names to get people to maybe pull off some ethnic votes, and those can be their own people to run against them, but know that they're sham candidates. And again, every time I bring this up, all my smart friends in journalism in town go, yeah. And my attitude is, yeah, but that is so wrong to me that I'll champion anybody that says I'm going to fight the system as it's being run. And if your issues are good, more power to you. But I first want to just flush some of this out of the way. And as a Republican, now, have you always been a Republican?
Well, I ran for alderman as an independent.
Yeah.
I would like to see myself as somebody who could, you know, go across the aisle and work with everybody, or I'd like to.
Would it be better to go as an independent, though? Because Republicans in Cook County, what are your chances, right?
Well, I'm really doing it as more of like a statement, a precedent. You know, it's important that, you know, so the Democratic Party, Madigan has hijacked it. It's not a real party anymore. It's Madigan's toy. And the Republican Party is his opposition, and he's silenced it. And he's done so by buying off certain politicians and making sure that the leadership doesn't criticize him.
What could anybody do who wants to help you? Because they got to live in your ward in order to vote for you. They can't do anything for you, right?
Well, they can vote for me on the March 17th primary in 2020.
If they live in your ward.
Live in my ward.
What if you don't?
If you don't, I mean, you go ahead and follow me on Facebook at David Krupa for 13th Ward Alderman. It's still that. I have to change it. But
Krupa, K-R-U-P-A.
That's right. I'm always posting things about how we can help. I'm planning, you know, press conferences. I'm passing petitions.
You need money.
Well, I could use some money, but not this very instant. But there certainly will be times.
David, any last thing you want to tell our listeners, maybe the people listening in your ward?
I think change is right around the corner. I mean, if everybody has seen the news articles, you know, people are resigning left and right. And I don't think it's very long before the machine comes crashing down. And we just got to hang in there and keep fighting the good fight.
Even if you agree with the positions that those people take, the way the game is played skews it so I'm done with it. So I'll vote for Republican, I'll vote for Democrat, I'll vote for an independent that's going to upset the system a little bit. You got a tough road to hoe, but good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
David Krupa, K-R-U-P-A. We're still following him here on WGN.